This is Renee Spearman, and I'm in the city with my brother, Mike Glover.
City, I have known James Willis literally for years, and one thing about my friend is even as a church musician, you can see something special about him. He's been recording and producing artists for a while now, and even teaching young artists about the music industry. So now, James, what exactly do you tell someone that's wanting to get into gospel music?
The biggest thing is to know sure where God has placed you, know that He's made that that clear to you that ministry is the important part of you. That's in you. So already, you know, we're all called to ministry, but is that something that God called you to do, first of all? And second of all, how much of this is really what you want? You know, because we find a lot of worship leaders now and more singers who can really sing, and it's just that a lot of times they're singing on musicals or they're singing at different places, but some of them really have a desire to do more. And then, but I just say to any of the younger artists are to be able to know where God has called you, know where your passion is. If it's your passion and not just your hobby, then if it's your passion and your gift, then do it for the glory of God. And the best way to do it for the glory of God is to be directed by God on what He wants you to do.
Oh yeah, well said, my friend. Well said. Let's do something off your brand new project. This is from the book of James. And people, let me tell you, you have got to check this one out. Pretty much every song on here is an absolute hit. And I absolutely love this project. Let's do today on the throne. My friend, Minister James Willis, is in the city.
I stand before your presence to just to give you praise. I'm broken, I'm bad, I feel defeated. I'll stand right here seeking your faith. I come to you just as I am, broken, y'all. Fill my cup, Lord, make me whole. Yeah. You alone are worthy. On the throne, I'm standing right here. Oh Lord,
and authority.
Yeah, I know you can do it, God. Say, Lord.
Your touch.
I'm not sure what to say, God.
I'm not sure I'll have the words to speak as I bow before the mercy seat.
I'll extend my cup.
Mr. James Willis is in the city. Randy Weston, man, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing good, man, doing good. Well, thanks for taking a minute for me today.
I'm glad to be with you. Thanks for having me.
All right, sir. Well, hit the liner, and I'll get your latest single, Making a Way.
What's up, everybody? This is Randy Weston and Judah Bennett, and I'm in the city with my brother, Mike Glover.
I've been trying to make it work with my own. And trials try to make me doubt him.
He never needed help being God.
He always takes care of his own.
Facts. He's never failed me. I put my trust in him.
He made a way before,
and he'll keep.
That's what he does. That's who he is.
I know he
made it. That's what he does.
spite of my failures, you always come through.
You can tell me.
In the city, still to come, Joshua Rogers tells me how he remains humble through all the success.
It's a struggle. It's a struggle. I haven't mastered it, and I won't say I'm even quite good at it.
Jason Nelson tells me he never wanted to be a pastor.
I felt the call of preach around 17 years old. You know, I accepted it, but I did nothing about it whatsoever.
Erica Campbell tells me about stepping out on her own as a solo artist.
But when I kept getting the feeling that I wanted to do something by myself, I kept going, nah.
Plus, Ernest Pugh is playing Name My Name, and I'm putting Pastor Donnie McClurkin in the hot seat.
Hey, everybody, this is Donnie McClurkin, and I'm on the hot seat next.
But up next, see Ashley Brown Lawrence is in the house, and she's going to try her skills at Name My Name. I'm Mike Glover, and you're in the city.
In the city with Mike Glover. This interview. Mike Glover, the city.
I gotta call you, 'cause you know I gotta be around you. 'Cause you're the only Woo. This one is for all the slack folks. Listen to me, if you will.
You can't,
yeah,
straddle the fence.
Did y'all hear what I said? Say it again.
You can't,
yeah,
straddle the fence.
I got a little verse here I want to sing to y'all. You call yourself a true missionary, but you spend all night creeping with Sister Mary. And y'all women on the front row whip your skirt real high. The preacher can't preach 'cause you keep catching his eye. Heard that. Say it again.
You can't.
Yeah.
You straddle the fence.
I'm talking to y'all at the hole in the wall. You call yourself a full-time deacon on Sunday, but all them young girls call you sugar daddy on Monday. And all you saints on Sunday morning you shout real high. Before the sun go down, you spread the rumors and tell lies. Lies.
Straddle the fence.
I know somebody mad at me now, but y'all say it again, bell on the edge. Yeah.
You can't straddle the fence.
I just got one more verse and I'm gonna leave y'all alone. I ain't gonna call no names. You're slipping and sliding, keeping in hiding, partying all night on Saturday, praying the Lord on Sunday, turn right back on Monday. Listen to.
Good day, my dear friends. I pray it is off to a fantastic start. I'm Dr. Tim Tootin, and I'm planting seeds of encouragement. A reason to wait. Some time ago, the retail industry introduced express lines and express lanes. Now, the idea was to keep consumers from waiting. But waiting has its benefits in the life of the believer in the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible reminds us why we should have a reason to wait. It's found in the book of Lamentations 3:26. It reads, "It is good to wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord." Today, decide how you'll wait for the saving power of God. Let's pray. Dear Lord, thank you for coming to our side and reassuring us that you are with us in our waiting. I'm Dr. Tim Tootin, the pastor and founder of Harvest Christian Ministries in Baltimore County, Maryland, and I'm planting seeds of encouragement.
All right now. Let's go back down home and sing some of mama old songs. Listen. Down through the years, the Lord has been good to me.
Show. I'm Mike Glover. It's time to play Name My Name. Today's artist is C. Ashley Brown. So here's how we play this game. Ashley, I'm going to give you 60 seconds on the clock. In that 60 seconds, I'll describe famous people with the name Brown. Now, this could be their first name, their last name, their legal name, or a character name from a movie, show, or sitcom. And all you have to do is tell me exactly who I'm describing. All right, Ashley, are you ready?
Okay.
All right, and 60 seconds on the clock, please. And go. All right, Ashley, this is the godfather of soul.
Oh, that's James Brown.
Yep, we're off to a good start. All right, this is the R&B bad boy who dated Rihanna.
Chris Brown.
Boom, yep, got that one. All right, this is a former member of New Edition who was also married to Whitney Houston.
Oh, that's just Bobby Brown, King of R&B.
Oh, Lord, yeah, right. King of R&B, yeah. Yeah, Ashley.
I'm a New Edition fan.
All right, Ashley. This is a comedian and also a morning radio show host.
Jay Anthony Brown.
All right, Ashley, one more. This is a cartoon character who hung out with Lucy and Linus.
Charlie Brown.
Oh, yeah, Ashley, I knew you had that last one. Well played, my friend, and thanks for playing along. Let's do the single, I'm Depending on You. See, Ashley Brown Lawrence is in the city.
What's up, listeners? This is Dr. James Mabel Jr., and I am in the city with my brother from another mother, the Mike Glover.
Psalm 100 verse 5 says, "For the Lord is good, and his mercy endures forever." If you believe it, let's go. Say, Lord,
For the CarPro.com Vehicle for Good sweepstakes to win a beautiful car. And this time out, we're aiming to help veterans with our Corvette for Vets giveaway. Every entry gets you a chance to win a 2024 Corvette Stingray Z51, and you know it's red. Veterans Freedom Retreat will benefit directly from this promotion, so you'll help veterans find healing and community. The winner of this car also gets $10,000 in cash. Enter as many times as you like until July 5th at helpavetwinacar.com. No purchase necessary, must be 18 or over to enter. Open to U.S. residents excluding New York. Void where prohibited. Sweepstakes ends July 5th, 2024. For official rules, visit helpavetwinacar.com.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Billy, your gas light's on. We need to stop and fill up.
No way, Jen. Gas around here is too expensive. We can make it a little further.
Billy, listen to your big sister. You don't need to drive all over searching for the lowest gas prices. Do what I do and use Upside.
Upside?
Do you live under a rock, Billy? Upside is the hottest cashback app out there. It's free to download, and you get real cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. I use it all the time, and I've already made around $200.
You can make that kind of cash back just for buying the gas you have to buy anyway?
Yes, I'm looking at the Upside app now, and there's a gas station at the next exit offering 25 cents per gallon cash back.
Okay, I'm stopping to download Upside and fill up my tank. Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code KIND to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code KIND for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code KIND for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Forward today.
Welcome back to the City America's premier gospel music and entertainment radio show. I'm Mike Glover. When Joshua Rogers won season 5 on BET's Sunday's Best, he became the first male contestant to win the competition and also the youngest person to win on the show. And at 18 years old, that's a lot to handle. Joshua is older now, but still struggles with the products of his success. So now, Josh, how do you remain humble through all of this?
It's a struggle. I haven't mastered it, and I won't say I'm even quite good at it. But for the most part, it's who I keep around me. I try to keep genuine, save people around me, pray, fast, read my word, and getting those opportunities to go back home and, you know, experience those times of break and there's nothing to worry about, nothing to do. You just sit and enjoy your friends and family. So that's pretty much what I do.
Thanks, Josh. Let's do the song that's blowing up gospel music. This is Still Gonna Trust. Joshua Rogers is in the city.
It's been quite a year, a test of my faith. I've seen some things that took my breath away. I've lost some friends and some loved ones too. But Lord, I'm leaning and depending on you, and I'm still gonna trust you. I'm still gonna trust you. Who could have planned for such a time as this? When nothing seems certain, help us, Lord, is my one wish. My strength is weak, but my faith is strong. No matter what I face, I'm gonna keep holding on. I'm still gonna trust you. I'm still gonna trust. Thank you, Jesus. You. My Lord, I'm still gonna trust. Yes, Lord. Still gonna trust that when all has failed, I'm crying out, Jesus, you're my Savior. Jesus, I put my trust, I put it in you.
And you already know that you are in the city with Mike Glover.
You never knew you would have felt. You never knew you'd go through the things you've been through. You never knew that you would have fallen. But I heard his voice sing. I heard his voice.
It is not your Porsche failure. It is not your Porsche genius. It is not your Porsche poverty. It is not your Porsche.
I have to embrace the cross.
From Jacalyn Carr in the city. Hey guys, let's get that cheesy game show music and play Name My Tune with Ernest Pugh. Yes, sir, yes, sir. There it is, there it is. All right, Ernest, so here's how we play this game. I'm going to give you some lyrics to some songs. Your songs, by the way, and then all you have to do is tell me the title of the song. Sound easy enough for you?
Perfect.
Yeah, perfect for you, Ernest, because you'd be going back 20 years and grabbing songs and redoing them.
I'm going to try my best.
All right, man. We'll start easy. Let your glory fill this place.
Ryan Owens.
Yep, Ernest, we're off to a good start here. Okay, less of me, more of thee is what I need.
I need your glory.
Oh, yeah. This game may be a little too easy for you, Ernest Pugh.
I said, so far, so good.
Oh, yeah, man. You're killing it at this game. You are killing it. All right. God came to rescue me just like he said he would.
For my good.
Look at my man killing it at this game. Okay, what about this one? Though I drive a fancy car, live in a nice home.
Trade it all.
Mm-hmm, just way too easy, way too easy. All right, what about this one? He deserves glory. He deserves honor.
For he is the great I am.
Okay, really? You're just going to sing the answers with the song, Ernest? You're just going to sing with this? Okay, one more. These hands I'll raise, this voice will praise.
Oh, I need him to breathe.
Yes, sir, Ernest Pugh. Well played, my friend, and thanks for playing along. Let's do your latest. This is Thank You So Much. Ernest Pugh is in the city.
Now listen, I need just a few witnesses that can thank God sometime for what did not happen. Y'all feel me on it? Listen, and once he brings you through it, you can say like I say, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Hey, thank you so much for your grace. Your favor brought me all the way.
Say grace. Say grace. Oh, I said Jesus gave me unmerited favor. When he gave me life, he removed all strife.
City, that's gonna wrap up hour number one. But stick around, there's another hour coming that I know is gonna bless you. Jason Nelson is in the house, and he tells me he never wanted to be a pastor.
I felt the call of preach around 17 years old. You know, I accepted it, but I did nothing about it whatsoever.
Erica Campbell tells me about stepping out on her own as a solo artist.
But when I kept getting the feeling that I wanted to do something by myself, I kept going, nah, I'm fine, nah.
And I'm putting Pastor Donnie McClurkin in the hot seat.
Hey, everybody.
America's musical soul food.
America's musical soul food.
Time to rejoice.
Rejoice.
Thank you, Jesus.
Let your glory fill this place. Let your all-consuming fire fill this tabernacle and purify our hearts. Surround us in this place. Want you to breathe new life within us. Send a refreshing love, purify our hearts. Let your glory fill.
Let your glory fill this place.
Let your all-consuming fire, yeah.
Fill this tabernacle,
yeah.
Purify our hearts.
Surround us in this. Ask for the rain tonight. Let's ask for the rain. Say rain on us.
Rain on us.
Somebody needs him to breathe.
Oh,
shower down.
Shower down.
Shower down. Send your spirit, Lord.
Rain,
hallelujah.
Lord, breathe.
the city. In the city with Mike Glover.
Game show.
Mike Glover. The city. In the city.
With your host, Mike Glover.
Welcome back to the City America's premier gospel music and entertainment radio show. I'm Mike Glover. This hour in the city, Jason Nelson tells me he never wanted to be a pastor.
I felt the call of preach around 17 years old. You know, I accepted it, but I did nothing about it whatsoever.
Erica Campbell tells me about stepping out on her own as a solo artist.
But when I kept getting the feeling that I wanted to do something by myself, I kept going, nah.
And I'm putting Pastor Donnie McClurkin in the hot seat.
Hey, everybody, this is Donnie McClurkin, and I'm on the hot seat next.
Bishop Marvin Sapp, how are you doing?
I'm doing very well. How about yourself?
I'm good, man. I'm good. Are you ready to get this hour started?
Let's do it.
All right, then. Tell everybody where you're hanging out today, and I'll get your latest single.
Yo, this is Marvin Sapp, and I'm in the city with my friend Mike Buck.
Hearts are broken.
Hearts are broken.
Eyes all filled with tears.
Eyes filled up with tears.
From words unspoken.
From words unspoken.
Mind all full of fears.
Mind all full of fears.
Lord, we know.
We know you can do it.
Change all that's wrong to right.
Change all that's wrong to right.
Put it all on the table.
Put it all on the table.
Save our
lives. Save my life.
Put it all in your name. You understand.
We need help and you
can.
We need help and you can.
No better than.
No one better than.
With all.
With all in your
world's name.
Going crazy.
World's going crazy. Can't find peace nowhere.
Can't
go.
Find peace nowhere.
It's looking bad and hazy.
It's looking bad and hazy.
So we come before you.
So we come before you and pray.
We know you can do it.
Know you can do it.
This is Angela Moss, and I'm in the city with my friend and my brother, Mike Glover.
Is without question one of the biggest names in gospel music, but he's also the pastor of the Tabernacle at Bethlehem Temple in Baltimore, Maryland. Now, Jason, you've been the pastor there since 2007, but I've heard that you never wanted to be a pastor.
You heard correctly. You heard correctly. I absolutely. Again, I have to allude back to my upbringing. When you go up as a pastor's kid, and you watch, you know, a loving pastor, a pastor who really has a heart for people, the level of sacrifice that he lived in order to pastor appropriately, or maybe disproportionate amount of attention, I think, in retrospect. But though he painted a picture for me of what being a preacher was like, and I did not necessarily enjoy what that picture represented. And so growing up, I was like, yeah, I'm kind of good. And even when I really heard and felt the call of preacher around 17 years old, You know, I accepted it, but I did nothing about it whatsoever because I wanted no parts of it. You know, because I understood, you know, as a pastor's son, the potential to fall into the line of being a pastor or an assistant pastor is high. I did everything I could to run away from that.
Wow, Jason, and we are so blessed by you embracing that aspect of your ministry. Let's do your current single, All I Need. Pastor Jason Nelson is in the city.
The closer I get, the more I see that you will supply all of my needs. If I would just put my trust that you will see me through it all, through troubles and trials and potential foes. Your hand will guide me, I'll come through it all.
1,000 is in the city. Jay Mitch, my friend, you have a definite hit with this song, Pull Me Through.
Let me tell you this. I know he'll pull me through. I know he'll pull me through.
Oh, man, yes, I love the song. Love it.
I'm glad you like the song, Pull Me Through.
Well, my brother, hit the liner and let's play the song.
Hey, this is Jay Mitch, and guess what? I'm in the city with Mike Glover. Yes.
I'll never give up on you. Only you can pull me through. You can pull me through. All I know is I can't make it without you, Lord. You, I'll never give up on you. Hey, only you can pull me through this. You can pull me through, Lord. Hey, pull me through. Somebody told me what I'm going through. You're making me, God, you're making me. Why does the making have to hurt so bad? Cause it's tearing every part of me. Sometimes these burdens, they get so heavy, and I wanna let go, but I've come too far. Can't give up now. You, I will never give up on you. I'll never give up on you. You see, God, you've been with me. You're the only one that can fool me. You're the only one that can fool me. You're pulling me through. Hey, then I know that
out of Dallas, Texas, Jay Mitch is in the city. Still to come, Erica Campbell tells me about stepping out on her own as a solo artist.
But when I kept getting the feeling that I wanted to do something by myself, I kept going, nah.
But up next, let's go, Pastor Donnie McClurkin. We've talked about this way too long. I need for you to get into the hot seat.
Hey, everybody, this is Donnie McClurkin, and I'm on the hot seat next.
Oh, yeah, stick close.
My lover. The city.
Come on, let's go.
for me to cry.
No need to worry, and there's only one
in his word, he will take care of me.
He promised in his word that he will take care of me.
So I'm gonna stand still to see his glory in me.
So I'm gonna stand still and see his glory in me.
I'm Dr. Tim Tootin, and I'm planting seeds of encouragement. Make your prediction. At best, a prediction is a strong guess, a reasonable forecast of sorts. It's something we believe has a chance of taking place. We tend to give ourselves points if our prediction is within a margin of error. But that's not the way God operates. His predictions always come to pass. Here's what I mean. Check out the book of Galatians, the 6th chapter and verse number 7. It reads like this. Don't be misled. You cannot mock the justice of God. You will always harvest what you plant. Today, don't ignore God's predictions. That's all the more reason to make sure you are prepared to harvest what you plant. I'm Dr. Tim Tootin, pastor and founder of Harvest Christian Ministries in Baltimore County, Maryland. And I'm planting seeds of encouragement.
What I have may not be much in the eyes of someone else. It may be limited by human frailties, and no, it cannot be compared to what you've given me. It may not be much, but I give it, Lord, to thee.
No resist. Nor gold from the west. On a scale it may not measure with the best, and no, it can compare to the gifts with me you share. All that I have, Lord, I give it.
It's all because of you. Thank you, Jesus. And no, it's not mine to keep, so I lay it at your feet. All that I have, I give it, Lord, to thee. And oh, I give you my feet, so I can walk in your way, give you mine. Speak to me, Jesus, and instruct me how to pray. I give you mine, so you
the sun, it may not be much, but that that it is, I give it back to thee. That that it is, I give it back to thee.
America's music,
America's musical soul food, food.
Time to rejoice. Rejoice!
Welcome back to the city, America's premier gospel music and entertainment radio show. I'm Mike Glover. Now's the time in the show that I take a gospel artist and I find out some pretty personal information about them. I call it the hot seat, and this week's artist is Donnie McClurkin. Hope you're ready, Pastor Donnie McClurkin, because you are now in the hot seat. All right, let's start easy. Your favorite color?
I think this year it's blue.
Oh, wait, so what, it changes?
Yeah, it really does. This year is blue. Like 3 years ago, it was like an orange. You know, burnt orange, anything that had an orange hue to it. But this year, I've noticed that 80% of my clothing, suits, jeans, everything, shirts, blue.
Okay, blue it is. All right, Pastor, what about your favorite food?
Right now, it's Jamaican food. It's oxtails and rice and peas and butter beans, lima bean, and callaloo. It's I'm really in a hard Jamaican appetite.
Oh, my Lord. The accent and all, Pastor. The accent?
Yeah, man.
My Lord. Let's just move on. Okay, Pastor. Your favorite television show?
My favorite television show would be Bewitched. I've got season 1 and 2 on my iPad. But my current favorite television show, well, it was Big Bang Theory, but they just went off the air. But now it's any judge show. Every and any judge show is my favorite.
Okay, now I can see that, Pastor, because I kind of got into Judge Judy and Judge Greg Mathis. I kind of got into those shows.
I'm telling you, Judge Mathis is a good friend of mine, and I laugh so hard with him because he is so smart but so ghetto at the same time. And you can't pull the wool over his eyes. Judge Judy, well, she's the quintessential queen of the judges. But then you've got Judge Millian, you've got Judge Karen Mills, you've got Judge Ross, you've got Judge Cutlers, you've got Judge Poland, you've got Judge Hatchett, you've got Judge Maybelline.
Oh my God, now this has gone too far.
Yeah, and I left a couple out. Judge Spade, there's a lot of Judge shows, and I will sit up on my off day and watch 6 hours of Judge shows easily.
Oh my, now Pastor, I think there might be some counseling for that. I'm not really sure, but you know, I can kind of understand because I kind of got into Judge Judy a little bit, and you know, I like this show because those people went on there knowing she ain't gonna put up with no mess.
And the bottom line, she doesn't brook any nonsense. She knows it's a show, but her thing is, look, I take this seriously. This is what we're going to do. I'm not here for your entertainment. I'm here to get to the bottom of this and go to lunch.
Yeah, you're right. You're so right. Okay, Pastor, your favorite movie?
My favorite movie is Harlem Nights. Don't judge me.
Oh, no, I'm not going to judge you, but I might shoot you in your pinky toe.
Oh, Harlem Nights. Oh, so you want to hit somebody with garbage cans. Now I got the touch.
yes. I love that movie. Love it. Great cast and just a great movie. All right, your favorite sports team?
Who else? Who else but the Golden State Warriors?
Oh, here we go. Lord Jesus, help him right now.
Ain't no other basketball team on the planet.
Now, wait. Now, there's this team in Oklahoma City called the Thunder.
The Thunder? They done lost their Thunder. They done fizzled out.
Just remember, Pastor Donnie McClurkin, the game is played on the court. It is played on the court, sir.
Golden State is great.
All right. Your game show. I'll let you have Golden State.
Thank you.
Okay. I can sit and eat a whole bag or a box of what at one time?
Hershey Kisses.
Oh, Lord, this man did not say Hershey's Kisses.
I can't do it because of this thing called diabetes. But I'm telling you, if I had a choice, I could sit and eat a whole entire bag and not even realize I was eating.
You are so right, sir. Okay, we better move on because we both going to get in trouble with that one. All right. People would be surprised to know I really enjoy doing what?
Playing base 10 or playing pool.
Oh, we got a pool shark in the house.
Not a shark, but I'm a good barracuda. I'm not a shark, though. I can play with the best of them. And if we're playing for some food, I'm going to win that game.
Uh-huh. Put some Hershey's Kisses on this game. Let's see who wins.
If we're playing for Halle Berry's telephone number, I'm a winner.
Pastor, really? Now, we're going to move on from that one because I really don't want you to get in trouble with that. All right, Pastor, your first job.
My first job was at Brunswick Hospital in Amityville, New York. I worked in the dietary in the kitchen.
Oh, wait, so you were cooking?
No. I was cleaning. You better believe, at 19 years old, I was cleaning.
Okay, I was kind of concerned there for a minute. All right, Pastor, and then your favorite, hymn of the church.
3 Hour of Prayer.
Oh, wow. Now, I haven't heard that one in a long time.
That's my favorite hymn since I was 8 years old. 3 Hour of Prayer or Rescue the Perishing.
Wow, Pastor Donnie, you just couldn't select one. Well played, my friend, and thanks for playing along. Let's go back for today and do the song you did with Tina Campbell of Mary Mary. I'm still here. Pastor Donnie McClurkin is in the city.
I was losing. $5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code TURN to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code TURN for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code TURN for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Are you tired of long waits at the doctor's office? Introducing Kingdom Telemedicine.
Kingdom Telemedicine, how may I assist you today?
With Kingdom Telemedicine, you can access a doctor anytime, anywhere, right from the comfort of your home. No more waiting rooms or hassles. For only $29.95 per month, you and your entire family can have unlimited access to our network of experienced doctors, available 24/7. Simply go online to kingdomtelemedicine.com and connect with a doctor via video call or chat.
We understand your health concerns and are here to help. Whether it's a minor ailment or a chronic condition, our doctors can provide expert advice, diagnose common illnesses, and even prescribe medication if necessary.
Join the thousands of satisfied families who have already discovered the convenience and affordability of Kingdom Telemedicine. Say goodbye to long waiting times and hello to quality healthcare at your fingertips. Visit KingdomTelemedicine.com today to sign up. Health is our number one priority. Kingdom Telemedicine, making healthcare accessible, convenient, and affordable for everyone.
Welcome back to the City America's premier gospel music and entertainment radio show. I'm Mike Glover. Since the year 2000, we have known the sister duo of Erica and Tina Campbell as Mary Mary. The sisters dominated the gospel music charts and gospel radio, and also having a big crossover appeal into the R&B world. But now in 2013, the sisters decided to take a break and pursue personal goals and ambitions. So now, Erica, despite still performing and working as a group, you have had a tremendous success as a solo artist. But how hard was it for you to step away from your sister?
It wasn't that difficult because I know that, me and Tina both are full and complete singers as individuals. I think we've been blessed to do it together. But we didn't grow up singing as a group. You know, I sang by myself. I was the solo singer at my church. And, you know, when I was in Christian school, I was a solo singer. When we became a group, it was incredible. It was a blessing to do it with my sister. But when I kept getting the feeling that I wanted to do something by myself, I kept going, nah, I'm sorry, nah. And I think it was a God thing because he just made it too uncomfortable to keep going and doing business as usual. Tina wanted a break, and I knew that there was more in me. So it wasn't really that difficult in making the record or creating the music. Just actually stepping out was the only challenge. And I'm so glad that I did.
Yeah, Erica, we are so glad you did as well, because now we have songs like your current single, Positive. Erica Campbell is in the city.
Feeling short, feeling clear, feeling positive. Feeling free and complete from the love you give. No, you won't ever leave me. I'm positive. Positive. Yeah, I'm positive. Feeling short, feeling clear, feeling positive. Feeling free and complete from the love you give. No, you won't ever leave me. I'm positive. Positive. Yeah, I'm positive.
I know who I am and I know who I'm not. I know the difference. Tells me a lot. I know who's on the throne of my life. He tells me all the wrong lefts, and when they go right, he's a king, he's a god, he's a big ass, he's a truth, he's a lie, he's a real ass. When he tells me he loves me, I feel it. Ain't nobody on this earth that can steal it. So I
feel the shirt, feel the clip, feel the closet,
said I'm in the mess, so I made up in my mind, smile more, stress less, gave it all to God and he gave me a blessing. He's a king, he's a god, he's a big ass, he's a truth, he's a lie, he's a real ass. When he tells me he loves me, I feel it. Ain't nobody on this earth that can steal it. So I
What's up, this is Sarah.
It's Julia.
It's Paco.
It's Aja.
And we're the Walls. And you're in the city with Mike Glover.
I've been accused of being out of my mind, but I'd rather be than thin outside of your will. Take my breath away, then give it back every time. Never been no one like you. No one can do the things you do. Feeling on my thoughts all day.
Always on my mind.
You can see it written on my face.
See you all the time.
That's why I'm
beautiful people, this is your boy Kirk Franklin, and I'm in the city with my man, Mike Glover. Let's go.
Lord, let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Help us to love and see each other the way you love and see us. Come on.
My heart is always longed for something more. I search the stars to knock on heaven's door. Creation groans for God to be revealed. Everyone we carry will be here. My eyes on the sun. Lord, your will be done.
Thine is the kingdom, yeah. The power, the glory,
yeah.
Forever and ever,
yeah.
He finished my story,
yeah.
We're singing freedom, our testimony.
Sorry.
We'll be singing forever, amen.
We'll be singing forever.
We'll be singing forever and ever. Hallelujah. Amen.
Oh,
no.
Beautiful each color.
Maverick City in the city that's called Kingdom. Well, that's it. That's going to wrap up today's show. But before I go, I need to thank my guests, Minister James Willis, C. Ashley Brown Lawrence, Joshua Rogers, Ernest Pugh, Pastor Jason Nelson, Pastor Donnie McClurkin, and Erica Campbell. This show is a production of QIC Communications in conjunction with and distributed by Rejoice Musical Soul Food. Any re-airing or duplication without the express written consent of QIC Communications or Rejoice Musical Soul Food is strictly prohibited by copyright laws. Next time in the city, Latisse Crawford tells me when she knew God had a special calling on her life.
She sat under remote control, and the TV came on to me singing Reach Out and Touch, and it changed his life.
Dwayne Woods tells me how he got started in gospel music.
Well, I tell people all the time, I was really born to do this. My mother sang the day that she had me.
J.J. Hairston tells me how he developed his songwriting ability.
They come out of things I'm going through and things I have gone through.
Dr. Bobby Jones tells me about launching the music careers of so many gospel artists.
Because there weren't any other programs available for gospel artists.
Plus, Jabari Johnson is playing Name My Name, Renee Spearman is playing Name My Tune, and I'm putting Pastor Norman Hutchins in the hot seat.
Hello, everybody. I'm Norman Hutchins, and I'm on the hot seat next.
America's musical soul food.
God, my life belongs to you. Great Redeemer, mighty Healer, your love's forever true. I am blind when I call on your name. Things they must change.
You are my everything.
missed a beat with Tamaya J.
Never missed a beat, no, with Tamaya J. Never missed a beat, no. I'm down with Tamaya J, she knows what's up.
Yeah.
Get that music I love. Word. That music that heals you, fulfills your soul.
Uh-huh.
One thing you must know, you're always there for me. Yeah.